Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We know Israel's bought massive amounts of DU weaponry munitions from the United States and are using them right now in Lebanon. Dr. Doug Rocky, who wrote the book on DU for the Pentagon, their head of their DU program, will be joining us in the next segment. I wanted to roll this international news piece concerning the targeting of emergency vehicles, ambulances. You know about the UN getting bombed. Here it is.
In the middle of the night, another dreadful landmark in this conflict. Lebanese ambulance men, shocked and bleeding, brought in as casualties to a hospital in Tyre. They were hurt when Israeli aircraft rocketed two ambulance crews who were transferring wounded civilians in a village 10 miles outside the city. The medics say that at the time of the attack, their ambulances were stationary with their blue lights flashing and spotlights shining on their Red Cross flags. Then, one after the other, the two vehicles were hit. But two of the injured civilians in the ambulances received terrible additional wounds. This man had a leg severed by one of the two blasts. His 12-year-old son suffered brain injuries and severe burns. The Lebanese ambulance crews have shown extraordinary courage in the last 2 weeks. But not surprisingly, some are now reluctant to go outside the city of Tyre. On the face of it, it is difficult to understand just how the Israeli military could possibly have mistaken two clearly marked ambulances for a legitimate military target. And that is certainly a question that the International Red Cross will be seeking answers to. But the practical effect is that medical aid for the people of South Lebanon has been sharply reduced.
Well, I'm joined now by Captain Jacob Dalal from the Israeli Army. Well, we've seen it there, haven't we, Captain Dalal? This can't go on, this indiscriminate slaughter of Lebanese civilians.
We have nothing against the Lebanese civilians. We never intentionally target civilians, and certainly not ambulances or aid workers. But there's a conflict
with the greatest respect. We're talking about the Israeli army. Do you accept that hitting a Red Cross ambulance and a convoy of civilians fleeing are acts that are flagrant breaches of the rules of war?
We never intentionally target civilians or ambulances.
And you've also seen the effects of those Israeli strikes. What do you make of it all?
Well, I can tell you that just a few moments ago, I actually saw an amateur video taken by a member of the ambulance service, a video which ITV News viewers will be seeing later tonight, of the effects of the Israeli strike on those two ambulances. And from a quick glance at it, it just arrived. I would say that those ambulances were strafed from the air by helicopter fire, possibly some sort of machine gun or cannon fire, which punched holes in the roof. And as I said in my report, severed the leg of one of the civilian victims.
As new pictures emerge tonight, at the moment the convoy was attacked, the UN tells ITV News that Israel is breaking the rules of war.
But the air attack on two Red Cross ambulances has increased the controversy surrounding the Israeli assault on Lebanon.
We never intentionally target civilians or ambulances.
The ambulances were hit at around midnight last night as their crews transferred wounded civilians from one vehicle to another in a village east of Tyre.
We never intentionally target civilians or ambulances.
That's several of those reports kind of strung together. You can see the video up there on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Hey, show us the helicopter gun camera footage then. You don't target civilians. And, of course, they rocketed, bombed, and used artillery to totally destroy the UN base. They know exactly what they're doing, and I guess they'll just feed us these ridiculous one-liners about, we never intentionally target. Really? And you never intentionally run over American citizens with bulldozers either. But we have all these troops and all these documents in Iraq where our soldiers have been ordered to kill men, women, and children, quote, everyone in the villages. It's the same thing. Barbarous crimes being committed. It's a crime when a suicide bomber blows up a bus of civilians. It's a crime what Israel's doing. You do not target civilians. That's 101. We'll be back with Dr. Doug Rocky. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
His bio is just too prolific to cover all of it. Dr. Doug Rocky, we have links to it up on InfoWars.com and some of the great reportage he's put out. Headline here, depleted uranium situation worsens, requiring immediate action by President Bush, Prime Minister Blair, and Prime Minister Olbert. And there's also reports coming out that DU is being used right now by Israel. We know they bought it. Dr. Doug Rocky earned his Ph.D. in physics and technology education at the University of Illinois. His military career has spanned 4 decades to include combat duty during the Vietnam War and Gulf War. Doug served as a member of the U.S. Army Medical Command, Nuclear Biological Chemical, MBC, Teaching Medical Response and Special Operations Team, and with the Depleted Uranium Assessment Team during the Gulf War. He was the U.S. Army's Depleted Uranium Project Director, did you hear that, from 94 to 95. He has developed the congressionally mandated educational and training materials and wrote U.S. Army Regulation 700-48 and the U.S. Army's Command Task for DU Incidents. Doug has taught nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare and emergency medicine for 20 years. Folks, it just goes on and on. I can't read all this. He's been on ABC, CBS News, History Channel, A&E, PBS, testified for the U.S. Senate, National Academy of Science, U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. Department of Transportation, FAA, U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. General Accounting Office, Department of Veterans Affairs, British Royal Society. I mean, you got to be a big shot to talk to the British Royal Society. You're the head of your field. That's it's as prestigious as it gets. British House of Lords. I just can't read it all. And he'll tell you that we're all being radiated, lung cancer's exploding, it's all over the air, it's totally deadly, it's killed a bunch of his team. Well, Dr. Rocky, you're joining us today graciously. Thank you for coming on. For laymen out there that don't know what this is, and for those that hear neocons say it's not bad for you, will you please tell us what this uranium is, how much has been used, and what we're facing, and now what Israel's doing?
Yes, sir. Depleted uranium is a byproduct of the uranium enrichment process where the United States and Great Britain and Canada, et cetera, achieve or obtain fissionable uranium to make nuclear weapons and reactor fuel. Over 99% of everything that goes into the enrichment process is pure waste. It's uranium hexafluoride. It is a radioactive, toxic poison. And what has happened is the United States and Great Britain and Australia and Canada and now Israel, isn't that great, take this and make uranium munitions and then use them against civilians and military targets.
We have seen more than a quadrupling of dark defects in Iraq, a tripling in Kosovo and surrounding areas. Talk about what we medically know this is doing to populations, and then let's get into Israel.
Well, firsthand, what we know from firsthand experience and what happened to those of us in Gulf War One, and when we did the research for the U.S. Army, is the first thing that hits you is the respiratory problems. Then you have the rashes. Then you start having the permanent lung damage within a few months because of the radiation plus the chemical toxicity. Then you have the neurological problems. You have the gastrointestinal problems. You have the calcium replacement in the bones. You have decalcification of the bones and the teeth because the uranium is a bone seeker. Then you have all the eye problems due to the alpha and the beta damage to the eyes. And then the cancers and the leukemias and everything else. It's catastrophic. The U.S. Army, in briefing the Pentagon leaders prior to Gulf War II in 2002, flat out acknowledged all of the problems. Yet they disregard them and say that they don't exist in public.
I read it off the Library of Congress website about a year ago. I forget the exact name. What's that post-World War II 45 document? Is it called Dirty Bullets, Dirty Bombs? And they talk about gassing whole areas with uranium or using it munitions. What's the name of that, if you place it? My memory fails me. But they've been talking about this for a while. And then secondarily, I've read mining manuals written by the federal government in the mid-80s. I've read documents written in the early 90s. They say it's deadly poison, particulate, and radioactive. Before they admitted it was bad, when did it change and they just said it was nutritious?
Nutritious is exactly how I got on Dan Rather the first time. It's exactly how I got there with Dan Rather back in 1998. Well, in 1943, the Groves Memorandum, the S2 Committee assigned to the Manhattan Project specifically requested or directed the United States use radioactive materials to contaminate air, water, and soil, cause all the adverse health effects to end the war in Europe. Absolute cut and dry directive. And obviously they went on to make the nuclear weapon. You know, they had to obtain all this. Again, 99% of the stuff that goes in is pure waste.
But the key is, back in the 40s, they knew what the weapon was, and they said it's a permanent salting of the earth.
Absolutely correct. And speaking with the last living gods of the Manhattan Project, they have thoroughly confirmed that.
So they've known for 60-plus years. Please continue.
Absolutely. Well, back in 1973 and 1974, the Israelis used uranium munitions for the very first time in the Sinai against the Egyptians in the Arab-Israeli War. Extraordinarily effective, destroyed all our armor, everything out there. The reports that we then worked on and based our extensive research on and use of uranium munitions came from that 73 and 74 report on that use. The adverse health effects were observed and known, the environmental effects were known, and all that stuff. We then used it extraordinarily effective during Gulf War One. We were going to use it in Somalia, but our team got that stopped. We talked the Army out of it. They then used it in the Balkans in 94 and 95, Okinawa in 95 and 96. We got to the Balkans in 99 and 2000. And then, lo and behold, here comes Afghanistan. We had to go in, you know, invaded Afghanistan to overthrow the Taliban based on a February 12, 1998 congressional directive and discussion, because they refused to go along with the Unocal's oil pipeline deal. By the way, that pipeline opened up last week. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
And then extensive use in Iraq. Back in a couple of years ago, right at, just months after it all started, the U.S. Army thoroughly confirmed they had used over 500 tons of uranium munitions in just the first few months in Iraq. That's the shock and awe. the U.S. Army thoroughly confirmed in that the GBU-28, which is a precision-guided bomb, if you will, 5,000 pounds of explosives, contains a depleted uranium warhead. Again, these are the bunker busters. Well, lo and behold, last week, guess what the United States delivered to Israel? Over 100 GBU-28s to use against targets in Lebanon.
Now, I want to bring this down to a personal level and talk about what you've been through, what happened to your team dealing with this stuff, and why you went public years ago. But first, I was out at Crawford last year talking to neocon idiots who aren't real conservatives, folks. And some of them, a few of them, had been in the first Gulf War, and I brought up DU, and they said, I was all around it. I love it. It isn't bad for me. I feel great. And I said, listen, it really is hurting the troops. The manuals say it. They're like, shut up, commie liar. It's good. What would you, as the head of the DU program, tell them about it? And then personally, what would you tell them?
Well, first off, they haven't completed all the education and training that's mandated by the U.S. Army that I wrote for the U.S. Army, which ended up being for the U.S. Department of Defense, which ended up being adopted by NATO. They didn't do it. And the other thing, too, is anybody that thinks that you can expose, inhale, ingest, absorb, and get uranium shrapnel into your body that has both a radioactive toxicity and is chemically toxic, worse than eating lead paint dust, well, if you think this is not harmful, then you're flat wrong. And it always has been, it always will be, and it's going to continue to be, because you can't clean it up, and you can't...
What's the half-life, 4.5 billion?
Yeah, the one half-life is 4.5 billion years, but you got to remember, in physics, you have to go through 10 half-lives before it's considered relatively safe. So that's 45 billion years. Now, the Earth is only 4.5 billion years old to begin with.
That's unbelievable. And now we've got 10 proving grounds in the U.S. using it. We've got it being used all over the world. Now they're putting it in smaller and smaller munitions, in the smaller heavy machine guns, smaller cannons on the Bradley fighting vehicles, on the Marine Warriors. They're serving it out everywhere and using it in more spots, I discovered, all over the U.S. We're seeing a total ramping up with our nuclear waste, and then now radiation detectors in, what, England and the U.S. have picked up massive increases in DU particulate, Doctor?
That is absolutely correct. The incredible work of one of the great scientists in the world, Dr. Chris Busby, and all everybody else, thoroughly confirmed that the uranium dust and everything that was dispersed throughout Iraq and the Middle East was dispersed around the world and got as far as England. One of the funniest things, the head of the British Royal Society, Dr. Brian Spratt, and Brian and I have worked together for years, we've done radio shows together and all this stuff, TV, stated, well, you know, it's not the uranium weapons. It's all just all the standard uranium that's in the soil that got dispersed up. Well, you forget to say that, there was 375 tons dispersed in Gulf War One, continued throughout up to the period, and probably upwards of 2,000 tons in Gulf War Two up to this date.
Now, I saw the number a few years ago in mainstream news of the equivalent of 44,000 Hiroshima A-bombs. Well, they've used a lot more since then. How many equivalent A-bombs are we talking about now?
Well, I don't know. You have to go into the relatively quantity amount of radioactive materials. You have to remember, in an atomic bomb, and I will not go into that, use relatively a small amount of mass, okay, in each DU weapon. For example, the tank, Abrams tank fires, and now the Israeli tanks fires a DU round.
Sabo.
Every single round is over 10 pounds of solid uranium. Now, the bunker buster is 5,000 pounds. Now we have the GBU-28, the Army's confirmed that, on-site measurements in Iraq thoroughly confirmed that it's a radioactive bomb, and the shrapnel is there after its use, and it's a problem and everything else, so it's all there. So now the other thing that we have is thorough photographic confirmation, I want to repeat, photographic confirmation of Israeli tankers loading uranium rounds into Israeli tanks and using them in Lebanon, along with the GBU-28.
And we've got your article documenting all that up on Infowars.com. So they take delivery of the big 5,000-pound bunker busters. I guess each one of its 5,000 pounds, equivalent of hundreds of the little Hiroshima or Nagasaki, just a few pounds in those. And then now they've got the Sabo rounds. How much do those Abrams M1A, a standard shell weigh?
Well, each one contains over 10 pounds of solid uranium. Then the Bradley fighting vehicle has a round where... everyone's a half pound. The A-10 Warthog aircraft fires at 4,000 rounds a minute, where each one's three-quarters of a pound. Then the Barrett machine gun, the Barrett 50 cal?
Yes.
Oh, God, the Barrett people brag about how well the DU round works in their rifle.
We'll be right back with this insanity. Stay with us, Doctor. Thank you for joining us.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into
a point I always mean to make about DU with these tens of thousands of tons being used all over the place and in proving grounds is that the media is always hyping that terrorists could steal some X-ray elements and strap them around some TNT and blow it up in Chicago or Dallas or something and radiate a few blocks and oh no. Then I went and actually looked up what a dirty bomb would do. It'd probably make you sick, but if you got medical treatment, you'd be all right. Might reduce your life by 10, 15 years. That's what the experts were saying. So it's really hype. But meanwhile, real dirty bombs are going off everywhere. Dr. Doug Rocky, can you comment on that and then get into what we know about Israel?
Well, very clearly, the Office of Homeland Security and their new guidelines and directive very specifically state the deliberate use of any radioactive materials. Dispersal of anything now is absolutely illegal, and that is considered a dirty bomb, and it's absolutely a crime against humanity. And we've just done it over and over again. So now we come to Israel. Israel went into Lebanon. It's literally destroying Lebanon. On earlier segment, as I was listening in, you have Israelis saying, we never target civilians, we never target civilians. Well, right away, Jesus, they blow them up all over the place.
There's video of them walking up splattering kids.
That's correct. They've absolutely been happening for a long time, and including, using tanks to run over American citizens. That's just a given thing with Rachel Corrie. And so what we have now is deliberate use of radioactive munitions, depleted uranium munitions, which are illegal according to the United Nations.
But I want to stop you. They're using these on bunkers and pillboxes, and then the Israeli troops go into there minutes after they've cleared them and breathe the aerosolized. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and they do. So what we've got is we've got all the Lebanese being affected. We've got all the women and children being affected. We've got all the Israelis being affected. And the areas over there are so small, you're going to have the whole region affected and contaminated. We absolutely know from firsthand research and production that the National Lead Site up in Albany, New York, when it was producing DU, had a release. And that release went 30 miles and was caught on incoming filters at a U.S. Navy nuclear weapons station.
And they had an alarm and thought it was theirs, yeah.
Correct. They thought it was theirs going out, and what it was the DU coming in 30 miles. And now with Busby's work, we know that it goes all the way around the globe. And we know, absolutely have to understand, the U.S. Army Common Task Training mandates absolutely requires every U.S. military personnel to wear full respiratory and skin protection within 50 meters of any single incident until it's all cleaned up. It also mandates immediate prompt medical care. And it states very clearly, very, very specifically, that the uranium contamination make food and water unusable. So now we're trashing another entire region. The other thing that's important, and the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, which General Eric Shinseki made official, says, thou shalt follow, absolutely requires prompt and thorough environmental remediation and absolutely requires prompt and effective medical care for all the casualties. As does the orders issued by the Surgeon General of the U.S. Army at that time in April of 2004, General Peake.
Can you talk about the photos, we've got these posted, where it shows, now we know they took delivery of the big weapons, but we know they're using the Sabos and the tank rounds. Can you, what do we do about this? Talk about the photos.
Well, the photos, again, we've been getting all the words, and I've been getting inquiries and phone calls from all over the place for over a week now, and then all of a sudden the photos started showing up. We knew about the GB-20U delivery. We knew the Army. That was already a given thing. And then we were questioning whether or not it was. Now, we were looking at the damage that's being done in Lebanon, and all the damage indicates DU. But until we actually got the full photograph of the DU round being loaded by a tank gunner, Israeli tank gunner, we didn't have that. And that came in here yesterday.
But they're not going up against heavy armor. I mean, I know it was developed, they said, in the last ditch. If the Russians had already nuked us and they were rolling into Western Europe and we were fighting, odds of 10 to 1 with limited troops in foxholes using DU cannons against them in emergency. But now it's just, we're going to use it in Lebanon against light personnel targets.
First off, let's press to understand, uranium munitions have been used against all targets. They're extraordinarily effective against a wooden house. Or any brick structure. They're extraordinarily effective against water treatment facilities, sewage sanitation, apartment buildings, hotels. That's what they did
because
in Iraq.
Because a 50 cal will bounce off a big water tank, but not a DU 50 cal.
A DU 50 cal, one of our DU 50 cals fired by the U.S. Marine, took out an Abrams tank over in Iraq a couple years ago, and we had to do during Gulf War II, and we did the investigation and verified that. And the Department of Defense just kind of all downplayed it. That's why Barrett brags about how well it is. Go to the Barrett website, for his manufacturing plant down there in Tennessee with a 50 cal rifle. He brags about the DU round effectiveness in his weapon. I mean, it's just simple. We have it now in the kinetic energy penetrators. That is the 20 millimeter, 25, 30 millimeter, 105, 120, 125. We have it in the 7.62 machine gun. We have it in the 50 cal machine gun. We have cluster bombs, ATEM and PEDEM, and we have the great, great bunker busters and cruise missiles. It's in everything because it's extraordinarily effective.
And it's totally insane.
Completely. And as you know, Prime Minister Olmert, I contacted him and he has acknowledged.
Stay there, stay there. Tell us about it when we get back, sir. We've got a break. We'll take some calls.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
We'll go right back to Dr. Doug Rocky here in just a moment. We'll take your calls. Think about it. He has taught undergraduate, graduate courses in environmental science, environmental engineering, nuclear physics, emergency management, and was a staff physicist at UIUC for 19 years. He was the head of the Army's depleted uranium project. He'll be joining us, come up in a minute or two, to get more into the DU crisis and how crazy it is and take your calls. But before we do that, my new film, Terror Storm, is out, and I cannot, with words, describe how good it is. You've heard the callers who are now getting their DVDs. The callers who've seen it online at PrisonPlanet.tv. They're going, man, this is better than the other films. And listen, Martial Law is excellent. Order of Death, wonderful film. All my videos are super good. Terror Storm is just unbelievable, and it's really effective on people that have never investigated, who aren't informed, because it has all the documents, the video, the information. It chronicles the attack on the USS Liberty that was staged to get us into war with Egypt. It goes through Hitler. It goes through a bunch of historical examples of government-sponsored terrorism. Then 9/11, the Iraq War, the 7/7 bombings, the Madrid bombing. All government inside jobs. Totally proven. We've got Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst and members of British Parliament, member of Blair's cabinet, going public. We have a nuclear physicist going public about how they blew up the towers using shape charges and thermite. It just goes on and on. We've got the number one economist from Bush's last administration, Dr. Morgan Reynolds. It's all in there. Charlie Sheen going public and that firestorm. It is an amazing film. It's 1995 to get the American Scholar Symposium version I've been putting out for 3 weeks. The official one comes out in about two. But we cannot wait. You cannot wait to get it. The big official one will have about an hour of extras from the 9/11 Symposium, and it's excellent. But please get this American Scholar Symposium edition, this collector's item. I'm signing each one. And then get the big official one when it comes out, too. We could not wait a month while we were finishing the extras and making the DVD before we put this out. And so now we put it out. Please go to InfoWars.com, get it, and then get the official one when it comes out and see that as your support for this broadcast. And get the Order of Death. Get Martial Law. Get my other videos while you're at it. So, again, InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Video and Book Shopping Cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 to order. They can answer all your questions when you call, tell you about different discounts and specials we have, in some cases as low as $5.95 per film I produce when you get multiple copies. We also have deals where you can call this office and get bulk discounts if you want to distribute and get it out there to people. And that number is 512-291-5750, 512-291-5750 for orders of more than 20 or more. Again, that's 1-888-253-3139 for the general order line, or 512-291-5750, or see it all online right now at prisonplanet.tv. Going back to Dr. Rocky, Doctor, I want to talk about psychology here for a moment. The Army's own documents, the development of the weapons, they know it's deadly, they know it's toxic, they know it's radioactive, they know it just radically expands birth defects. Now, because it gets into the ovaries, it gets into the testicles, and it just totally fries DNA. We know that, I mean, this is ancient science. This is peer-reviewed, official policy, officially admitted, but now they're using it, as you said, even down into small arms. They're serving it out. They're using it. A few years ago, it was 10 proving grounds. Now, they're reporting it's being used at almost every proving ground and base. It's being used at Fort Hood, right where we live, a few miles away, folks, in central Texas. What is the mindset of the elite, of the government now, because they, as you said, they had this back in the 40s, that they're now using it and just saying, no, we say it's fine. What has changed? What does this speak to? I mean, take the Israelis. They're using it. They know it's going to hurt their own people. What is wrong with the elite?
Well, the people in the military, first off, you have to understand, and I've been a warrior forever, you're John Wayne, you're Rambo, you're thoroughly immune to everything. You will not get sick, you will not get injured, you will not die. But you're going to kill the enemy and destroy the enemy's stuff as best you can. Well, uranium munitions are incredibly effective. Just think, a 50 caliber bullet will completely destroy an Abrams tank. You know, I mean...
Well, so will a nuclear bomb, but we don't use them because of the blowback.
Yeah, well, you know, we're the only country that has, and we will again. We're doing the research right now as we speak, you know, on the mini nukes, and it's already been stated we will use them.
No such thing as mini either, is there?
No, there isn't. There is no such thing. And war, no matter what you do, and one of the questions that came today, and I've been having inquiries coming from all kinds of press and family members, the Lebanese are having an extraordinarily health problems because of this combat engagement. So what we've done is they're using uranium munitions, they're destroying the infrastructure, releasing all the toxic industrial chemicals from agricultural industry, medicine, and education all over the area, and people are getting sick and dying, just what happened in the Gulf War and the Balkans and all over the place, and what actually happened in Katrina, you know, when all that stuff got destroyed. So we're seeing the same thing over and over again. The other thing that I had thorough confirmation of, I've been hearing words and rumors about the Lebanese coming down with massive diarrhea and vomiting. Well, then at the end of last week, I found out from the Pentagon, a source that I thoroughly trust, said, oh, yeah, they're using biologicals, Bacillus globigi, and I go, oh, great, thank you very much.
Have you seen the photos in mainstream news of huge bio-slash-chemical canisters? We don't know what's in them, but it is for heavy artillery to deliver that, and that it's exploding? That
Bacillus
using
globigi,
it?
Probably, because from the health effects for where they've been used, that's what it comes out like. The U.S. military had used Bacillus globigi down at Fort McClellan back in the 90s, causing a catastrophe, you know, just all kinds of health problems in the whole region. And then the reporters that reported on it actually got it back, and they transmitted back home. See, that's the other thing that happens with uranium munitions. The reason why you have to wear respiratory skin protection and go through decontamination, which is mandated in the Common Task and the Army regulations, is that you don't want to transfer it back home. You don't want to take the equipment and contaminate and transfer it back home. That came about because 1994-95, when I went back on as a director of the Depleted Uranium Project, we found contaminated equipment from Gulf War I at Fort McClellan, an Anniston Army depot, 4 years, 5 years after the fact. It had been brought back to the States.
Well, going back to proving grounds, they're serving it out into all munitions now, and I've read they're using it at every major base, so this is insane.
It's thoroughly insane, but you have to understand, again, what it is that we're going to kill and destroy. We thoroughly forgot what ethics and morality exist. We have thoroughly forgot what the adverse health effects of war are. I mean, let's look at the real numbers, and we've talked about this before. The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs puts out what's called a compensation and pension statistics every few months. This is under the Gulf War Veterans Information System. The May 2006 report that I received thoroughly documents that as of May 30th, 2006, 383,913 of America's sons and daughters had applied for permanent disability and permanent medical care for injuries and illnesses incurred in the Persian Gulf from August of 1990 through May 30th of 2006. 383,000.
So what percentage of the general force is that from that war?
Well, let's come back on down. We know that the number of people that were deployed as of May 30th were 1,129,340, okay? A little over 1 million. But as of May 30th, out of the 1 million that had been deployed, there were only 943,000 left alive.
Wow.
You know, so 180,000 of the sons and daughters that got deployed in the Persian Gulf have died. Between, you know, they get deployed in the Persian Gulf from August of 1990 up till May of 2006.
If you compare that to their average year group, I would imagine that it's a much higher death rate than what we'd see in the general population.
Oh, it's incredible, because you got to remember, we were all extremely healthy, could run all day and leap tall buildings at a single bound. This is an extraordinarily healthy population at prior time of deployment. And so they're coming back sick all over the place. I mean, when we go back to the numbers for Gulf War I alone, okay, what, 100-hour war, correct?
Yes.
Something like that. As of May 30th, 2006, 265,433 applied for permanent disability and medical care for life.
But I'm getting back to the mentality. I understand for the troops and the generals that, you know, we're tough, we're bulletproof, we can do whatever we want. But at the same time, I mean, looking at the policymakers, the statisticians, the think tanks, they've clearly made a policy decision to ignore all their own manuals and just let the troops die en masse and let them come home and have deformed children. And, I you know, Doug Rocky, talk about, just for a minute or two, and we'll go to calls, what happened to your team, what happened to you, and I'd like to hear your comment on how you feel towards those in government that decided to do all this.
Well, in March of 1991, General Franks and General Brown handed me a memorandum called the Los Alamos Memorandum, and that directed us to lie in our official reports regarding the adverse health and environmental effects of uranium munitions in order to maintain proponents who sustained their use so they would not become politically unacceptable and be deleted from the arsenals. That was the first directive I got. We all started getting sick within 24 to 48 hours, and it's never ceased. I ordered medical care immediately for all DU casualties. That has never happened. It has not happened. And that happened in Iraq. And then, as you were aware, you got a copy of the response. I contacted Prime Minister Olmert and President Bush again this week, in the last few days. And I also personally called us up in the Secretary of Defense office and said, okay, guys, you're using it again. You better clean it up and give the medical care. Well, you know, thank you very much and go away. What has happened? As a warrior, as a patriot, I had to come to the realization that we had saw in Vietnam with Agent Orange. And you have to understand, DU is the Agent Orange of the new century, the new generation. I had to come to the realization that, number one, when we are ordered to go to the military, we're not going to have the equipment necessary. We're not going to have the mandated and developed education and training which maintains combat readiness. When you get injured, you're not going to get the medical care. And when you die, you're going to be thoroughly abandoned, like Sergeant First Class John Sitton, one of my team members, was just totally abandoned and died of lung cancer. And despite specific requests for medical care all the way up to the President of the United States, Billy Clinton, he never got it, and he died abandoned in Springfield Memorial Hospital, Springfield, Illinois.
Well, every time we talk about this and we take a lot of calls, when we have time to, I don't know if it'll happen today because we don't have a lot of time for calls, but we'll take some. People call in whose sons and daughters have come back totally healthy, 25, 30 years old, 18, 19 years old. They've been in bunkers that were hit. They've been in areas that were hit. And, man, they will just fall apart. They will, you know, go into convulsions. They'll get cancers. Their kids are deformed. I mean, it is just so horrible to see this, and that's how we support the troops?
Well, that's what happened. Let's look at the case. The 442nd Military Police Unit, New York National Guard, that responded to the World Trade Center, okay, in those incidents, they got activated and deployed to Iraq. They got exposed. Those warriors, those American warriors, those heroes, the finest of New York's finest, conceived children now born with birth defects, have developed cancer, have all kinds of medical problems, and those heroes of America, New York's finest, have been totally abandoned by the Department of Defense and U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Not only them, but myself. My health took a turn for the worse here on the bone decalcification a little over a week ago. And after the test, my doctor's nurse called and said, Doug, we got to do something right now. So I called Dr. Melissa McDermott at the Baltimore VA, that is the doctor responsible for the DU medical program, and asked her to call back and help me. Well, they've never called me or had me back up there since March of 1999 after they saw all the problems.
Because even though you wrote the book on it and were over there running the program, now you're calling her, the former head of the program, and you're not going to get a call back.
I never will, and my guys can't get medical care. I've had individuals that have requested medical care. They've never received it. And, you know, the United States General Accounting Office thoroughly confirmed that. The President of the United States knows how many needed it, and they just totally disregarded it.
Does it make you angry? Because, not just for yourself and your colleagues, but it's going to just keep happening and happening and happening, and it's going to be toxified, in our neighborhoods, and they just don't care. It's crazy.
God's backyard is now being contaminated. And
but
the women and children of God's backyard are going to be affected for eternity.
But it doesn't in there, Dr. Rocky, as you know. I mean, I have newscast where the federal government says mercury is good for your brain now. I mean, they're not just doing it on this. It's like a general craziness has begun, where because the government says mercury is good for your child's brain. In fact, find that clip. You won't believe me unless I play it. This aired nationally, but it aired in local towns, too. I have it from Austin. I mean, I'm trying to get to the psychology. I mean, where do you see this going if it's now been delivered for small arms? I mean, where's it going?
It's going, it just is catastrophic. I mean, I don't know. It's a whole turning point. We have to understand, and this was a realization I had to come through. And as a warrior, a dedicated warrior, a disabled combat veteran, and now retired senior Army officer, I had to come to the realization, number one, nobody ever wins in war. It doesn't matter how many battles you win. War is about sickness, dying, and destruction. War cannot be justified at all today. I mean, it's so funny because you had your Israelis there on the newscast saying we don't target civilians. And what are they blowing Lebanon away for? We had our Secretary of State going over and said, well, we want peace, but yet we're delivering horrible weapons and authorizing their use at the same time.
Well, getting back to how they could use DU, I'm sure you heard about how Bayer's been found guilty civilly, and they got their own documents where they knowingly, for over 10 years after they found it, putting HIV and hepatitis C in the factor VIII, doctor. I mean, and in their own corporate documents say, oh, we're going to make money anyways, just sell it. I mean, it's incredible. Let's take a call. Watson, he wants to be known as Watson in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you, sir?
Fine. Go ahead.
Well, I first want to say happy anniversary to you.
You mean
5 years? 5 years from when you predicted September 11th.
Oh yes. Well, that was yesterday. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. The other thing is, I saw Scanner Darkly this weekend. You know, incredible movie. You were talking recently about Oliver Stone and World Trade Center. You know, is this going to be a propaganda film? Well, he's in the latest article of latest issue of GQ, and he is calling Bush. He has no compassion in his damn, pardon my language, damn soul. And he wouldn't be such a liar. So he is accusing George Bush of being a liar. So obviously, he probably knows a lot of the truth behind
Oh, I know 11. Who this is now. I met you guys in Chicago. This is Mr. Watson.
Correct.
How are you doing?
Great.
Oliver Stone did a great job with JFK. He's allowed to make a movie about the firefighters who were heroes. Whatever happened on 9/11 doesn't take away from it. In fact, Dr. Rocky, let me just bring this up to you right now. I mean, do you believe the official 9/11 story, Hunts? Do you believe that 19 guys out of a cave could make NORAD stand down and fly planes into buildings and then do CIA insider trading and all the rest of it?
No, I do not. I mean, I'm the Army officer that trained the New York Emergency Services Unit on counterterrorism, WMD, and improvised explosive devices. I put that program together, and they were my first class. They have stated very specifically in radio transmissions not released and in videos there were explosives going off floor by floor in the World Trade Center as it came down. They stated that very specifically.
Who has the motive, doctor, for carrying out 9/11?
Well, it's very very simple. The United States had to obtain specific public approval for the invasions of Afghanistan and Gulf War II in Iraq, and both of those were planned years and years before on 9/11 or September. They were supposed to actually be fully implemented in 2000, while Clinton was the president. General Franks thoroughly acknowledged that on page 336 of the actual 9/11 commission report.
Do you think the evidence leans towards an inside job?
Yes, sir.
All right, incredible. Mr. Watson, anything else?
Well, yes, if you let me stay on.
Stay there real quick. We're already in the final segment. I'll try to jam a few more calls in, too. This is an incredible interview. Thank you, Dr. Rocky, for joining us. One more segment. Stay there.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Rocky, would you like to make any other statements or comments about September 11th as more and more people go public about it being an inside job? I mean, you just said it all there, but any other key points you'd like to add?
Not really. I think it's pretty clear. I think right now what we must do is the United States Department of Defense, now the British Ministry of Defense, and now Israelis, are using illegal weapons against civilians and everybody else in military, and they must clean it up as required by their own directives. They must provide medical care. I have contacted Prime Minister Olmert. You have the response from him. I think it's been posted on your website. You know, so they know the warnings. I've contacted the President of the United States, members of the Department of Defense. I was told by a senior leader in the Pentagon that they all know what the problems are. They just don't care. There is no accountability anymore. The American public and the citizens of the world must take accountability.
Well, I agree, Dr. Rocky. And if Bayer will knowingly kill hundreds of thousands with HIV and they'll knowingly spread DU everywhere, I mean, that fits into them killing 2,800-plus people on 9/11. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think it comes together. What's happened is a scientist and a university type, you know, a military officer, scientists and engineers never forgot about one thing. Yeah, technology might be there, but that doesn't mean we use technology without considering the long-term health and environmental consequences.
I saw a San Francisco Chronicle report where they were talking to an Air Force general at a press conference. He admitted they're developing antimatter bombs, and they admitted that top scientists, physicists are telling them that it could destroy the whole planet, but they're going to go ahead and test it.
They don't care. It's like, if you can get a dollar, we're going to do it, and if you want to sustain your job, you'll do it. I made my conscious decision. Would I go along with the nonsense, or would I speak out and do what was right for God and citizens of the world? Myself and a whole bunch of us are doing what's right, because this is flat wrong. And we must obtain total accountability again and stop the nonsense before everybody goes under. They're totally contaminating God's backyard. That is absolutely unacceptable.
I agree with you. Mr. Watson, finish up. Let me get one more caller in here. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's what I'm putting out, a challenge to all the listeners. Okay, because you have done the work, Alex. All the scientists, all the professors, they have done the research. The whistleblowers are coming out. I challenge not just the listeners, but also the people in Hollywood to donate to your cause, to put this out mainstream. I am contributing $1,115 to your campaign. Okay, that on November 15th.
Hold on, my campaign,
year,
what? What campaign?
Just to get the information out there. Buy more bandwidth. Print more DVDs.
Well, you're awesome, but listen, I would just ask you to do this. I would just ask you to buy a bunch of Terror Storms and then burn copies of those and give them to people. The most effective thing is for you at the ground level, and that's wonderful, but you notice I'm not like everybody else who asks for contributions. Contribute by buying a bunch of videos. We do need your support. Buy 100 videos from me today, bro. That's how you can support me.
I will buy 100 videos. I challenge other people to do the same.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that for that support. I met you and your brother and his girlfriend, and you're really great guys, and God bless you. Take care. Really nice folks up there in Chicago. Dr. Rocky, I don't even know if I have time to go to calls now. I mean, here in closing, I just want to thank you for your courage and all you've done, and I think we can come through this together, but we've got people that will use DU and carry out 9/11 running our government. What do you think they'll do next?
God only knows, and we must pray. We prayed that we survive and that we stop the nonsense.
Well, we see elites throughout history kind of go crazy on a power trip. Do you think that's happened?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Well, we've got all the links up to the great articles and documents you've been putting out in your letter to Olmert. We'll do a report on this, sir, and Godspeed. And thank you for coming on short notice, Doctor.
Thank you, sir, and God bless America, because if we don't follow God, we're all bound to die.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Wow. Oh, man. Oh, it's unbelievable. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.